Hello! Welcome to Be Your Best Self Health Chats, weekly casual conversations about taking health into your own hands. I am your host, Kristen Longacre. Welcome back. So this week is going to get a little bit personal here, but I actually have a really, hopefully wonderful story to share with you, along with conversations about why you can still get healthy during the holiday season. For starters, if you haven't already seen it, I am hosting a Kickstart to Healthy Holiday Season community, free community group for the month of November. We are going to focus on healthy habits during the holiday season. And the reason we're focusing on these habits is to bring you more energy in a chaotic time of life. But along with that, I also want to talk about how it's the perfect time to start your health journey or your nutrition journey or building a healthy routine for yourself. In order to have that conversation, I'm going to tell you the story today of my health journey and what really was the start of what has now become a 9-year health journey. And it started on December 17th, 2013. I know the day, mainly because I went back to my iPhone pictures and looked up what day my initial photo was taken. But I'm going to tell you the story of it, how it kickstarted a 9-year-long health journey that has had many twists and turns, but I ultimately look back on that day as the day that changed it all for me. So, if you are finding yourself saying, I'll start in January, it's a conversation that I have had with more than one person in the recent months. As people come to me as a holistic nutrition coach, they say, I want to work with you, but I'm going to wait until January because there's too much going on in life to take care of my health right now. Or there's too much going on in life, I won't be able to stick to that diet. For starters, if you know me and the ways I coach, I don't believe in following a specific diet. I believe in doing what's best for your body, which also means right now is the perfect time to get started because doing what's best for your body is exactly what you need in this chaotic time of life. It's exactly what you need to kickstart a health journey. It's exactly what you need to find the energy to get through the holiday season, to get through the concerts, the gifts, the parties, the commitments that you have coming on. So, back to it. If you're thinking about starting in January, listen to this podcast and then think again. And if you do want to know more about the Kickstart to Healthy Holidays community, the link is going to be in the show notes, so go check it out. Come join us completely free. On December 16th, my office had a cookie contest. There were 16, 17, 18, something like that, people who entered. And we had to vote for the best cookie. Of course, I was about 10 months out from having a baby, and my best friend had had a baby about 8 months prior. So the two of us together, we liked to eat. We were nursing babies. We were coming off of being pregnant together, which meant a lot of junk food together. And we had the reputation in the office as the girls who always showed up first when there was cake for birthdays. So of course, we tried every single cookie. Maybe didn't finish every single cookie, but we definitely gave them all a try. So that day, we ate somewhere between 15 and 18 cookies at work. The next morning, our work kicked off a fitness contest. It was going to be a 4-week contest starting on December 17th. We were going to have a body fat contest. So it was whoever had the biggest percentage drop in body fat. And there were some formulas, Excel spreadsheets, we're all marketing nerds, that's how it worked. So my best friend and I were like, we're going to go head to head. We're going to win this because we had both gained pregnancy weight. We had not lost pregnancy weight. And we obviously both had a pretty big sweet tooth. So I had recently joined a gym. We had gotten some family discount at the Y and we had signed up. And I was committed to starting to go to the gym a couple days a week after my son was in bed. And at the gym, I was going to work out, use machines. I didn't really know what I was doing, so I would go use the elliptical, maybe do a weight machine or two. But I was committed to going.
So this fitness contest actually came at a really good time. And no, I didn't go the day I ate the cookies. But I was going to go burn off all of the stuff I was eating during the holiday season. That was my mentality back then. Clearly a lot has changed. So we weighed in and the fitness contest started. Eventually the fitness contest wound up being about 3.5 months long because she and I wound up being the only ones who went head to head on it. And then we gave it time for more people to come weigh in, more people to join and whatnot. In that first 2 weeks though, instead of looking at it as I'll start in January, because at the time it was a 4 week contest and there was, I think, $250 on the line, I decided to just make better choices during the holiday season. And again, I knew nothing about nutrition. I knew nothing about fitness. I didn't understand my body. To me, it was let's cut calories, let's count calories, let's cut back, and let's burn off what I'm eating throughout the day. But through that, I started making better choices. I started bringing a smoothie as a snack instead of chips. I started adding a vegetable at a meal. I looked up an overnight oats recipe. In that 2 weeks of the holiday season, I began to see weight drop. It wasn't a significant drop, but it was enough to keep me going. I started seeing a little bit of energy pick back up. Energy I hadn't seen in a very long time with a newborn baby. Again, I was 10 months out from having a baby. I started making these little changes and started seeing the results happen. And I tell you this story because if you're somebody who's thinking about starting in January, great, that's awesome. But there's still 2 months left of 2022, and that's 2 months of energy you can gain back. Instead of waiting until January, and will your mind really be there in January? Think about it. These little changes are what I made over the holidays. We were 10 days out from Christmas when this contest started, so you know there was all the cookies, all the brownies, all the treats, all the snacks. The little changes were replacing things with a fruit or a vegetable. Simple changes. Again, I knew nothing about what I was doing. I was relying on social media to tell me what to do, so I was guessing. But these little changes started to add up. Then January came around. And there was less commitments, less holiday commitments. And that's when I really went all in. I started taking things more seriously. I added protein shakes. I really cut back on the amount of junk and processed food I was eating. I cut pop completely. And on February 1st, 2014, I stepped on a treadmill and ran a mile for the first time since high school. From there, I fell in love with running, and running became my go-to form of exercise. It doesn't have to be yours. I have gone through many phases of exercise over the years, and I'm currently in a mostly weightlifting phase. But finding an exercise that I could fall in love with, like I did running, made such a big difference because I got excited to go to the gym to see how much further I could push myself. Maybe for you, it's how many more weights you can lift, how many more pounds you can add, the bigger the dumbbells. Finding something that gives you that strength, that confidence, is such a game changer. By the time the fitness contest was over, I had lost around 20 pounds. I continued on with my best friend. She actually beat me, of course. She actually beat me. Between the two of us, we ultimately lost 90 pounds together. I lost 40, she lost 50. It was freaking awesome. But it all started 2 weeks before Christmas. And this is what really kicked off my long-term health journey. Since then, I've also had 2 miscarriages, another baby. There's been a lot that's gone on in between the start of that fitness contest and where I'm at now. I've learned that what triggers my anxiety. I've learned how to pull my body into the best version of itself. But our health journeys are always ongoing. So if you say, I'm going to wait until January to kick off that diet, are you really going to wait until January? Why not start now and start figuring out what's best for your body? Why not start making small changes that in the long run are going to add up to big results? Come join us in the Kickstart a Healthy Holiday community. We are going to work together to focus on 3 small habits. Moving your body once a day. That can be going for a walk, it can be going for a run, it can be Pilates, yoga, weightlifting, whatever you do that gives you the motivation, that makes you feel like the best version of yourself, that's how you're going to move your body. Then you're going to drink your water. Yes, water, not pop, not coffee, not eggnog, whatever it is. We are going to focus on water. You can still drink those other things too, but we're going to hit our daily water minimums together. And then third, that easiest habit out there that so many of us avoid, we're going to eat a vegetable. And if you have days where you don't hit it, that's okay. That's what the community's for. The encouragement to get going the next day. We are going to encourage each other through the month of November to kickstart a healthy holidays. We are going to set ourselves up to have that energy, to make the small changes, and I want you to be part of it with us. I could have easily said, I'll start this fitness contest in January. Would my motivation have still been there just 2 weeks later? I'll never know. But I will forever be grateful for that weigh-in on December 17th, 2013, because it sent me on a lifetime journey of health, and I have never felt as miserable as I did back then. Thanks for hanging out this week on the podcast. As always, it's great to have you here. And if you have a chance to visit iTunes or Spotify to rate and review, I would greatly appreciate it. The more reviews you give, the more people that can find this podcast. Send it to a friend. Come check back in next week. Have a great week, everybody.